All that, and we probably won't get to it until after 7 o'clock, but sports that Kevin even doesn't have time for, we'll have, too, in addition.
What if I forgot now?
Oh, no, it's bobsledding tonight.
Oh, are you talking about Lolo?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, Lolo. So there.
Can we make jokes about Cool Runnings?
What is Cool Runnings? Is that the about the Jamaican
bobsled
team?
Surely you've seen that movie.
No.
It's so old.
Yeah, it is. That's right.
It's a good movie.
So it appears that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton,
on her birthday,
today's her birthday, might not be leaving her gig after Election Day. After all,
really,
she's telling the Wall Street Journal, a lot of people have talked to me about staying. Apparently, the White House is not one of them.
Oh,
they're a little surprised by her comments.
Oops.
So, I don't know if it's a good surprise or a bad surprise. You know who's not happy about it is John Kerry, because John Kerry kind of wants that gig. So, see what happens. Nonetheless, President Obama yesterday showed up in his hometown of Chicago so that he could vote. The picture that made the rounds on all the blogs is the one where the president's asked for his voter ID card. See, if you vote early, you have to show an ID to vote. They liked that in Texas a lot.
Yeah, they do.
They thought that was pretty cool. So, we'll see. Anyway, let's see what else.
Did you vote yet?
You know, I haven't. I really plan to. I've just been really busy this week.
Yeah,
me too. As busy as I get in my life, because I don't really get that busy. It's not like I'm out putting shingles on roofs.
Yeah, we ain't breaking rocks.
No, it ain't like it's a real job here. But usually I do. I like to vote on the first day, actually, but I haven't just hadn't gotten a chance to. I plan to do that today.
I was going to do that yesterday. I got caught up too.
At least 50 to 100 Florida residents have received bogus letters over the past few days telling them that they are not eligible to vote. The letters, which have a postmark in Seattle, sent under the names of actual county election supervisors in Florida. They claim that information about the recipient's citizenship status has come to light. Now,
sounds like a federal offense.
Well, you're exactly right. It is a federal offense.
That's a 10-year prison term.
This would be a civil rights violation and possible election fraud as well. Got to find out who's behind it first, I guess, and see about that. 10-year prison term? Is that right?
Yep.
Been reading up on that, have you?
Well, there was a story about election fraud recently.
And again, doesn't mean we'll have the answer on the Wednesday, the first day after the election. We may be digging around in the courts and, doing butterfly ballots and chads and all that kind of junk again. Mitt Romney has picked up a newspaper endorsement from an unusual place yesterday. The Detroit News threw its weight behind Mr. Romney, praising his resume of business success.
Interesting.
Well, it is, especially when you consider that the president did pretty much bail out the auto industry, which has a lot of jobs in Detroit.
Really?
But in spite of all that, they feel like he is wrong-headed in some of the things that he does. Their words, wrong-headed. So they endorse Romney.
There was a very unflattering picture of the president on the Des Moines Register.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What was he doing?
Well, that, if you'll remember, that was the paper the president did the editorial board interview and then said, but you can't run it.
Yeah, right. Tried to keep the comments off the record.
So I don't know if it was a shot at them or a shot at the presidency or not, but they put a really ugly, just kind of scowling picture.
Wow.
Was this before or after he called Romney a BSer?
About the same time.
Wow.
Okay.
The Detroit News is owned by the same guy who owns the Brian Eagle, by the way.
No kidding.
Yeah. No, that's not right. I'm sorry. It's owned by Rupert Murdoch. It's Warren Buffett who owns the Eagle now.
Oh, I would have believed you.
Yeah, that's all right. Rupert Murdoch owns the Detroit News, which is kind of surprising. Okay, so you know who Lena Dunham is?
No.
Okay, Lena Dunham is 26 years old, and she is in the HBO show called Girls. Okay?
Okay.
She is talking about voting, but she uses the term first time. She says, your first time shouldn't be just with anybody. It should be somebody who really cares about you and understands women. And she says, the consequences are huge. And she said, then she says, you need to care about someone who, you need to choose someone who cares about health insurance and more importantly, birth control. She said, remembering the first time, she said, it was just wonderful. Well, obviously, people are a little bit upset about this. They're not happy. Well, what she's talking about is voting, and it's obviously geared toward the people who weren't old enough to vote before. So people who were 18 to 22 years of age.
I think the innuendo is kind of fun.
Yes, witness the fact that we don't know who this young lady is, but again, we ain't the demo.
Nope.
Okay? It's people who are 18 to 22. And so obviously folks upset about this. What is really interesting about it, though, is Foreign Policy Magazine's Joshua Keating figured out that the Obama campaign stole the entire idea from Vladimir Putin.
Really?
He's the one who ran the original ad that took that focus. So there you go. That's what they're doing to try to get those youngsters to vote.